The two states have a lot in common when it comes to their current correction systems. Both are expecting an influx of prisoners, a budget crunch as lawmakers in both states scrambling to keep up with the coming demand, and both have closed smaller facilities in recent years. Oregon lawmakers came close to closing another prison during their February session before finding savings elsewhere. In Olympia, cash-strapped lawmakers put off construction of a new prison to later this decade. The rising number of projected prisoners is thanks to changes in sentencing laws approved by voters and lawmakers in both states. In Oregon, state analysts say the biggest increase is the result of Measure 57, approved by voters in 2009. The law increased prison time for certain drug and property crimes. Lawmakers temporarily suspended the measure, but as of January, it's back on the books. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.